Narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. Sa'd was wounded on the day of the Battle of Al-Khandaq, that is, the trench, when a man from Quraysh called Hibban bin Al-Ariqa hit him with an arrow. The man was Hibban bin Qais, from the tribe of Bani Ma'iz bin Amr bin Lawi, who shot an arrow on Sa'd's medial arm vein, or main artery of the arm. The Prophet, peace be upon him, pitched a tent for Sa'd in the mosque so that he might be near to the Prophet, peace be upon him, to visit. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, returned from the battle of Al-Khandaq, that is, the trench, and laid down his arms and took a bath, Gabriel, peace be upon him, came to him while he, that is, Jibril, was shaking the dust off his head, and said, "You have laid down the arms. By Allah, I have not laid them down. Go out to them to attack them." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Where?" Angel Jibril pointed towards Bani Qurayza. So Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, went to them, that is, Banu Qurayza, and besieged them. They then surrendered to the Prophet's judgment, but he directed them to Sa'd to give his verdict concerning them. Sa'd said, "I give my judgment that their warriors should be killed, their women and children should be taken as captives, and their properties distributed." Narrated Hisham, my father informed me that Aisha said, Sa'd said, "O Allah, you know that there is nothing more beloved to me than to fight in your cause against those who disbelieved your messenger, peace be upon him, and turn him out of Mecca. O Allah, I think you have put to an end the fight between us and them, that is, Quraysh infidels. And if there still remains any fight with the Quraysh infidels, then keep me alive till I fight against them for your sake. But if you have brought the war to an end, then let this wound burst and cause my death thereby." So blood gushed from the wound. There was a tent in the mosque belonging to Banu Qithar, who were surprised by the blood flowing towards them. They said, "O people of the tent, what is this thing which is coming to us from your side?" Behold, blood was flowing profusely out of Sa'd's wound. Sa'd then died because of that.